Does America miss the measles? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I've noticed there are at least two potential presidential candidates who talk tough about Ebola and yet are talking soft on measles. Here's Senator Rand Paul from last October during the Ebola scare.
We've underplayed the risk of this. I hope we're going to have only very isolated episodes in the United States. But I also don't think it's that unreasonable to suspend commercial flights.
He was ready to suspend commercial flights to West Africa to prevent the spread of Ebola. And then Governor Chris Christie insisting that nurse Casey Hickox be quarantined even though she had no symptoms.
Fact is, I'm not going to step away for a minute from protecting the people of my state and our region. But you can't take chances on this stuff.
Can't take chances with Ebola. Amen. Why? Because there's no effective vaccine. But there is an effective vaccine for measles. Yet Governor Christie seems indifferent, and Senator Paul says the shot could be worse than the disease. Well, it is true, as many as 10 people a year die after getting a measles shot. But when I was growing up in the 50s, there were more than 500,000 measles cases in this country a year, and each year about a third of those patients got lung infections, and 450 of them died. Does it make any sense that a politician who talks tough about Ebola would talk soft on measles, which is 9 times as contagious? Unless you miss the 50s, when there are no vaccines to worry about, and life was simpler, and in many cases, unnecessarily shorter. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.